funny.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, angels, and welcome to our show. We changed the time this week, and we're trying it out at 6:30, so poor Di has to get so early on in Colorado, and I'd like to run in the morning and do some races, so it's worked out better, so we're giving it a shot at 6:30 East Coast time. So, and you're liking it because I think you tell me instead of driving, you're always doing your early morning going to your manager's store.
Yeah.
You're out. Home. Tell us where you're at because it sounds beautiful. She's out. Say it like
right
she
now,
told me.
I'm sitting on the balcony. Yes, I'm sitting on the balcony looking at the mountains and all the flowers on the deck and the squirrels and the birds and the weather's beautiful here. And I'm looking at John, who's probably leaving me going on a motorcycle right in the middle.
Oh, nice. So, yeah,
you know,
looking at your hot, sexy guy and... Yeah, and he's got to get away.
The man is leaving me for Harley.
Like that.
Harley's winning
anyway.
Out.
Anyway.
Okay.
Yeah, well, you guys got a great relationship. When I grow up, I want to have one just like it. So, but here's the deal. I know you're laughing because you and I talk a lot about this stuff. We have drum in our relationships, and before I start anything, Di and I do a lot of work in our book. I talk about this a lot with mantras, and we're going to give you a couple tools to use, but I think ending a drama in any kind of relationship, especially the romantic ones, the romantic love, it is a process, and it doesn't change overnight, or maybe it does, but that's something that you, I think before you say, okay, I'm sick of drama, I'm sick of causing it, I'm sick of it being experiencing it in my relationship, and how do I change it? That's really how you look at it. Because I know I work with a lot of people, and I know you see a lot of people and a lot of things too as well in your own books, the passive-aggressive tool, Facebook, the passive-aggressive tool in our Yeah, and we talk about that because I think that is a big drama instigator there, one of the tools that causes drama. So we'll mention that, and I'll say your book with it. And then in our own book, You Mean There's a Law That Says He's Attracted to Me, we go over a lot of this stuff in the book. Okay, so what we covered tonight on the phone, you can also find in our book, You Mean There's a Law That It Says He's Attracted to Me. And it's a a psychic and a humorous point of view.
A psychic.
Yeah, there you go. So what we go on, you can always listen to this 24/7, but I want to make sure I reiterate that. Okay, so let's talk about that. You have drama in a relationship and you want to stop it. And so stop drama. That'd be great if we said that, abracadabra or whatever.
Abracadabra,
and it's gone.
Yeah, like the magic pill. That will stop the drama in your life.
Yeah, that would be great. I'll never forget, I had I don't get this anymore because I do coaching and it's all about the law of attraction and whatnot. But this person called me. She's actually Spanish and down here in Miami. And she says to me, do you put spells together to help my husband be nice to me? I was like, well, first of all, I do not even cook. Okay. Spells require cooking.
Do spells?
Yes, spells.
Do you do spells?
Yeah, right? That's funny. That's a whole area of that I know zero about because I think that the most powerful spell you can do is your own intention and think about what you want, create it, So on that note, I'm going to say how do you create a great relationship and get rid of the drama? Does that mean you get rid of the guy or get rid of the woman? Because it happens both ways. What's your thoughts on that?
Sometimes, You may have to get rid of the woman.
You may have to get rid of the man. Yeah, drama
free.
Okie dokie, Di, I get it. I was like, all right.
Yeah.
Thank you. You may have to get rid of the woman or you may have to get rid of the man, right? So you got to figure that part out. But if you guys are both realizing it, there are angels that are out there that can help you or your higher power, a higher part of yourself. And, I wrote a mantra, for myself that I say every night before I go to bed and every morning. And so I'm going to start out with what you can do on that on that level, because it's a basic thing that takes you 2 minutes to do, maybe. Mm-hmm. But you got to remember, words become before feelings come before words. So I would like to experience great love and great happiness and joy with my mate, right? Well, you know, so great love, does love mean, you know, I relate better to, I would like to adore my man and my man adore me. That means a lot more to me, because I like the word adore. So you got to figure out what works for you. I would like to experience lots of love with my guy. My mate, I don't relate to. My guy, I relate to. You know, so look at, write a mantra down that I'm giving you, okay, or you think of yourself and say, okay, how do I feel about, do I have a connection with the word mate? How does it make me feel inside? Is it just like I'm reading something, or, you know, or is it something that I relate to? And so if you're creating a drama, a relationship that needs to be drama-free, or that you'd like to have be drama-free and experience great love and great power, great passion, and power really comes from love, then you figure out a mantra that you can say. Because what you're doing is you're training your brain to think a certain way, okay? Which is always, because I'm going to tell you, the drama that you've watched in your own relationship or experienced in your own relationship, it's been there a long time. Go back to the first relationship you've had. It's probably got some similarities to what you're experiencing now, okay? Or if you've got an existing relationship, so you can use, I would like to experience great, you relate to the word love, okay? So, great love with Dawn, okay? And us to continue to grow together, being drama, you know, with love and joy and happiness and passion. And I wouldn't say being drama-free, but, you know, you can. But it still has the word drama in it, so be really careful with that. Remember, you know, you relate to words. So that's one thing I would do, is you can put a mantra, a positive affirmation, whatever you want to call, but use it, okay? Because I'm going to tell you something. If you expect to get up tomorrow, I'm going to knock my dog out. That's drama. My big one, she's wanting to come outside with me. So, but if you want to, I know you can hear her crying and everything. If you want change, I'm going to tell you, use your mantra morning and night for 90 days. But think up one, look up that positive affirmation for a relationship, and then see how you relate to it. And if the word is love, lots of love works better than love, or I adore this person and he adores me works better, figure it out, okay? And you can do that by just saying, I relate better to this. But look for something that will give you a skeleton to follow, and then follow that. So that's my thought on it. That's the first tool that I said you can change, you can use right away, because that can give you results in the next 30 days or so. You know what I mean? So what's your thoughts on that?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, is there another tool that you would use?
I agree. Yeah, I mean, mantras have obviously helped me, you know. Because you're focused on that, but you're absolutely right when you're talking about the words you choose. The words you choose have a meaning for you. And so if you want to keep the meaning of drama completely out of your mantra, then you can choose different words. To me, drama is immaturity, it's instability, it's volatility. So you could say, I am going to have a relationship with no volatility or something like that. But I think people that are attracted to drama are oftentimes the people who say they hate drama, and yet they're the ones who are bringing it into their own lives, and so obviously they have an issue with that. But oftentimes the people who say they hate drama are the ones who are stirring it up, and, you know, we were talking about that before. It's like the passive-aggressive behavior. It may not seem dramatic because they think, well, I didn't do anything, you know. Yeah, because you were stonewalling, you were being silent, you were giving me the silent treatment. So, yeah, that's not doing anything, you know, per se, but yet it's doing something very loud and clear. It's obviously making it obvious that you're upset about something because you're not talking. But people can say, well, I didn't cause the drama. I didn't say anything. Well, the fact that you didn't say one single word in itself was drama. And so people have, kind of a skewed perception of what is drama sometimes, I think. Not talking to somebody and giving someone the silent treatment. Or one of my boyfriends used to tell me, he put me on the deep nine. You know, he backsticked me. I mean, it was like, I was like in the freezer for like a week if he was unhappy with me. That in itself was dramatic, you know, to not even allow someone to talk to you and communicate and say, hey, what did I do? When you're not allowing that, that's very dramatic. So a lot of times people who claim to hate drama are actually the ones who are bringing the drama into their life. And so that's what people need to use themselves and say, am I the one who initiated it? Yeah, I might not be the one who's screaming and crying, but am I the one who ignored this person for a week or something? So a lot of times the ones who say they hate drama are the ones who initiated it. And so that's something that people should really look at in their own life. If they're saying, I want to be drama-free, look at how you're contributing to the drama and look at why are you attracted to people who do bring drama into your life. And I've noticed this, you know, people I've worked with, they'll talk about, you know, you'll go to lunch and they'll be talking about their relationship they have with their partner, and it's very volatile and it's very, you know, high drama. And I noticed these same people will have drama with their other relationships with coworkers. And so you really see, okay, it's not just in your personal life, you drag it into your professional life as well. So you really have an issue with that. And it, you know, it can be any kind of an issue. But they're often the ones who are either the instigators or they are attracted to it. And I know you have a lot of clients with a lot of drama in their life. What do you think? Why do you think people are attracted to that for, you know, the most common reason?
Well, I'm going to tell you why. And this is from a lot of experience, right? From And I never intended it to be like this, but just this week I had six people that called me, you know, and were talking about the drama. I'll give you the scenario. I have a young couple. They got back together, and he says, I'm done with my ex-wife. She always calls me, wants me back, and then he goes and he plays on that, you know, they entertain each other. She's got a fiance and all this kind of stuff. So he takes his son home to be with his mom and the ex-wife and the mother-in-law are there, and the mother-in-law starts saying all these things about how his ex-wife is missing him and all this kind of thing. And he has said to me, he goes, I don't want her back. But he's like entertaining that again, okay? So he stopped. He caught himself. So what I'm going to share with you is what was his childhood like? What did his mom and dad, how did they react? Because I'm going to promise you one thing. He's learned this on some level from when he was a kid, okay, that to get love, to have love, he may have seen it with their grandparents, mom and dad, or somebody. It means that if somebody loves you, you're pulling back, and they're coming forward, you know, for you. Do you understand what I mean? And you fight, and you argue, and you get that aha moment when you come together again. It's make up sex, whatever you want to call it. But that is something that he knows, and she knows too, because she's had that in her own life with the drama, all right, with her ex. So first of all, those two are attracting each other because her, you know, she cleaned it up, he cleaned it up, they just visited it a little bit, and they're an amazing couple. And but what I do know is because they mirrored each other, you know, in so many ways, good ways, you know, but they also had the same type of drama with their ex-spouses, their ex-girlfriends, boyfriends, all that kind of thing. And it was like to get that woman to love you, to get that man to love you, to have two men, two women loving you, whatever, they both had that scenario, but it started back because they didn't feel they were enough, you know what I mean? And love means that you have to hurt, and love means that you have to win. Those are the things that I see a lot. Or lack of communication, passive aggressive, as you're saying. Another guy, it's just a guy, and he's, his girlfriend has no idea how angry he is that she doesn't pay him enough attention or communicate with him. And he threw something out at me the other day, and I was like, are you kidding me? But see, I don't think that he really wants to tell her. He likes the drama of just stirring everything up and having people pay attention to him. Okay?
Yeah.
You know? And it looks so ugly.
I think that's
ugly.
Typical of me.
Yeah. Say that again. What do you feel? That's a great point.
I think that's more typical of men, because women are more typical of the ones who are dramatic, but men are more typical of the ones who like to have the drama stirred up about them, but they want to sit back and look like they don't, they're not the ones who stirred it up. You know what I mean? It's kind of
right.
a society thing where that would be frowned upon if a man, or he would feel bad about himself if he was the one who looked like the drama queen, but he liked
right.
the drama going on around him. Yeah, especially like you said, liking to be fought over, that guy. He likes to have the two women after him, you know. So, you know, he may not look like he's adding to the drama, but he's the one causing it, you know, by entertaining having two women after him.
Right, so exactly. True. That mm-hmm. is so, so very true. The other thing mm-hmm. that, you know, the clients that I'm coaching, one of the things that I do know is that I think we have this misguided notion about love, that love means that it means watching that person or causing havoc, right? If they want me, they're going to fight for me, right? You know, which is
right.
stupid, because mm-hmm. you know, I mean, I don't want a guy to fight for me. I would like us to have like a spiritual relationship, and like where we're both focused on our, you know, our creator, whether you call it Buddha, God, or whatever.
Right.
You know, and then it's not about the drama. It's not about this is what love means. It's like if you're focusing on your higher power, and that doesn't sound sexy, but I'm going to promise you some of the best sex I've ever had has been when I've done, I guess you call it tantric sex, or, you know, or when it was like it started with the physical and, you know, it took it to a whole new level. But that has happened a couple of times, you know what I mean? And the thing that I told you this the other day, that we're all part of the one. So it only means you had sex with one person. How cool is that? what a relief, right? Yeah. Well, they say we're all part of the one, right? So I was like, oh yeah, okay, thank God, right? But so you look at it that way, we only had sex with one person. Yeah, one person.
Right, then I don't have multiple partners after all.
There you go. Anyway, so you think about, you figure out what your definition of love is, because most people think love is being there when I call, answering, chasing, hunting. But I really think love is about being friends and like focusing on your higher power in yourself, whether it's God or however you look at it, because that person is always mm-hmm. going to let you down, because we're human, spiritual beings having human experience. And that's what I realized. Jealousy. People say, oh, he's so jealous of me. I get that all the time. I go, big deal, man. I'd be like saying goodbye, you know, if somebody was jealous of me. Because
right.
I think that's such
right.
a lower form of emotion right there. So you identify the emotions
mm-hmm.
that you have primarily in your relationship, and what does love really mean for you? And when you look at it, most of the time, love is all about control to most people. If he loved me, he wouldn't do this. If she loved me, he would call me 6 times. He's
right.
or a day or 20 times, whatever. And
mm-hmm.
really what you see is it's like control, right? You know, and that woman
right.
saying, well,
right.
I will never have a controlling man, but yes, she wants to control that man, tell him how many times he calls or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
which I think is
that's true.
It's funny.
So they're saying,
yeah,
if he really loved me, he would let me control him, right?
Yeah, he would call me.
That's true.
I wanted to call him too.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I see that a lot, you know, and you know, you can feel what a person's feeling. You're like, okay, you know, he's going out with his friends and he's not talking to me as much. Really? See, is that love? Or is that connection? Or is that control? So look
right.
at all the things you're
that's
questioning
control.
About your mate. It is.
Mm-hmm.
Or your potential
right.
mate. And you got to realize, too, that drama started within you because you're attracting it for some reason. And,
right.
you know, I used to attract men that would never commit. Well, I never committed. I was like, okay, now I'm going to attract a guy that likes to commit, but not be a wuss about it, right? My thing. Okay.
Right.
I want somebody like John. He's not a wuss. Yeah,
right.
yeah, not
yeah,
be, you know, those good things. Yeah, not a wish, and somebody be my best friend. So, you know, not
mm-hmm.
too much to ask, I don't think. So, I think you work on the friendship
is.
First. No, I don't think so either. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, we have our stereotypes that we think men or women need to fit into and fight for. And, you know, what I think is amusing, people, or women especially, they want the knight in shining armor. I read this. Gosh, I think it was, I can't remember where it was, but did you know the knight in shining armor never got the girl? It would be, he
oh,
would
really?
Fight for her. Yeah, he would fight for her and raise all this raising Cain and fighting and arguing, you know, and dueling with another person and dying for this woman, but he never got her. She may be married or she may be. And so he won her heart without ever having her on a physical getting married level. Most people don't realize that about me. Oh, I want the knight in shining armor. Great. That sounds like a lot of fun stuff. Drama, passion. Not there, you know. Fun. Well, unless you like to watch a guy dueling and fighting for your heart, fighting for your love that he will never experience on a physical level. Go for it. You know?
That's terrible.
Sounds like that's a...
Why would you want to do that? Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Want to fight for the girl. So what do you do? I mean, the one thing you do it about it that you realize is that to change something really means, like, you got to change your brain pattern. And you're like, oh, that sounds hard, doesn't it? No, not really hard. It takes work.
Right.
And one of the things that you can do is figure out the mantra. God, higher part of yourself, because we're all connected to God. Devi, she is actually the female aspect of God. A lot of people call her Devi. Or Devi, whatever.
Devi?
Oh, and Devi. Yes. Yeah, Devi, D-E-V-I, Devi. I've heard it pronounced both ways. But she represents the female part of God. You know, I presented God's energy rather than female or male. But that's me. So, each of us have our own ideas. But ask her for help. Ask God for help. Ask an ascended master. You can ask Raphael. I really feel that all the drama that plays out in your life in relationships, I know that it's an addiction, just like food is, alcohol, drugs.
Right.
And it's an addiction. And how do we change it? Well, we ask for help. We figure the mantra out, and we say it every morning, every night, meditate about bringing our soulmate in. But don't do it until I feel the drama aspect in your own life, right? Why are you addicted? Because then you're going to bring another drama queen who may be a guy, but he's still a darn drama queen. You know what I mean? And,
right.
And that usually
takes
about 30 days.
I think some people get actually bored if they don't have drama stirred up. I mean, I absolutely believe that. Some people are bored when the relationship is just going routine, stable. I think they're bored. I think they like that volatility. And they'll find a reason to get mad or get upset or bring an issue up just to get the drama stirred up. And I think a lot of times it's that they want their partner to, you know, rise to the occasion of validating that, oh, my God, yes, I love you, and, you know, don't be upset. I mean, a lot of drama, I think, it comes from people who are wanting their partner to, become very vocal about their, you know, professing their love for them. I think that's definitely true. With men I've known who are dramatic, I know that was just to get a rise out of me and you know, have me be more passionate sounding, I guess. And I know that's true with women. Women stir up drama to get the man they love to profess their love. You know, it's like I'm going to act like I'm jealous or whatever so that this guy's going to, you know, say, you're the only one, I adore you, whatever. But I really believe that a lot of it is that, you know, the insecurity, and you want that reassurance. So if I stir something up, they're going to, you know, make the extra effort to reassure me that, you know, that we're good, you know. But I really believe some people just feel bored. I think they're bored with a stable relationship. You know, I think they would think that my life is boring because I don't have the drama going on. I mean, they have to have that making up and breaking up and making up stuff going on all the time to keep themselves entertained. And I really believe there are people who are really kind of addicted to that, and I don't think that ever goes away with them. I don't know. What do you think?
I think that you can change anything, okay, but you have to recognize that people are always going out, that's him, that's not me, or that's her, that's not me. So then you have to find what – see, I'm going to sound like some damn Hallmark card, and I don't want to do that. But I think that people really need to define what love is, okay? Is love is, you know, not butterflies, or that's not love, right? Or maybe it is. But really, what is love? It's a deeper connection to yourself first, to your higher power, and then to see that person always as a higher person, focusing on that. Right, because if you focus on the ego, it's always going to let you down, you know, and that's what I think most people do with when they're doing when they're doing the drama, you know, and they're addicted to it. And I know there's been times I've been addicted to drama, okay? But, you know, and
when
and
we
they
were
kind
15,
of love that.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, right?
And, you know, and we were 16, and yeah, every 16-year-old, yeah.
Yeah, right? And they were crying at the drop of a hat, you know, and like, he did this, he did that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, as I've grown wiser, and especially because I've stayed out of a relationship and really worked on myself, which really helped me in a lot of ways, you know, and I know a lot of people have done that. You've done that. I know there's several people mm-hmm. that have done that. Then it's like, okay, I see things, and the biggest drama queen right now is me, right? That's how I say there's no mm-hmm. other drama people around here except me. Well, I need to look at that,
right,
you know?
Yeah.
And so that's what I think. But you meditate, and you look at why you're attracted to men or women that are full of drama. And then the other thing that you do is you figure out a mantra, because it will help you change. It will help you change. You know, like a mantra will help you change. You know, the patterns in your brain that it's like, because you have to figure a new pathway. It's like finding mm-hmm. a new road to your house. You know where your house is, but you got to find a new road to it. So if you use a mantra, a positive affirmation, maybe use five, who knows, morning and night, do some meditation, soul searching within yourself, figuring out, go back to every man or every woman that you've had a relationship with. Why did it end? Usually you're going to say the same thing mm-hmm. in every one of them, right? It's not too pretty. And you go, oh, what a bad person. Or they're so yeah. negative, really? Like in the mirror. New mirror on the wall, who's the most negative of all, or whatever, drama of all. That's what it, you know. And then the other thing that you do is, I feel, is ask for, you know, you've got Raphael, you've got Devi, you've got God, you've got a higher part of yourself. Every time you're in the relationship or out with that guy, you say, I want to turn this relationship, this holy relationship, to God, Holy Spirit, whatever you believe in, your angels, and say, make it a holy relationship. And holy can be fun and passionate, but always be consistently fun and passionate and sexy, okay? Mm-hmm. Because sometimes we get the great right. sex by making up. There's no way to live. I mean, really. I mean, if you want to do that, that's okay, right? If you want to have, I'd like to have passion and sex and fun and a great relationship 365 days a year rather than 7 days a week. Two of them are spent making up and five of them are spent arguing. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, totally agree.
You mm-hmm. can change it. That's how I think you can change it, you know, and once you recognize those things, those behavior patterns within yourself, because it is an addiction, it's like cigarettes, drugs, alcohol, whatever, you know what I mean, and catch yourself, because when you're spending more time upset than you are together, you know, and being upset because he or she's not doing what you want him to do, that's key. Mm-hmm. Communication is important. I think the level of commitment is synonymous with the level of communication. Someone told me that pretty recently, you know what I mean? So,
I would believe that.
What do you,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah,
totally.
Totally, because the more, yeah, the more you communicate, I mean, the more you're going to know where the other one's coming from. And so you're both committed to trying to make it work, and so you want to communicate. But yeah, I totally agree. I mean, if there's not a lot of commitment there, there's definitely not a lot of communication, you know, oftentimes. Because why? You know, if you're not really committed to that person, you don't really care about making it work, but you're not going to spend a lot of time communicating. So I think that's a definite a fact, you know. I would totally agree with that. The level of commitment is
yeah,
equal to
yeah.
the level of communication. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the best part about it is that you're my hero because you've got the great relationship. And I know you guys have ups and downs. I'm like, if you can do it, I know I can do it. You know, someday. You know
you
what
can
I mean?
Do it.
So.
I don't want it yet. That's the whole thing. I wanted it. I wanted it, so I went after
yeah.
it. But you don't want it yet, you know. You're happy. You're really happy right now. I mean, you've got a life that most people would seriously envy, you know. You live on the beach.
Yeah.
You're happy just being, you know, you can date whoever you want. I mean, you've got a great life. You don't have to plan somebody else's time clock, 8 to 5. I mean, you have just, like, the dream life. So I sure wouldn't worry about having a serious relationship, because it is work, you know. I mean, it's definitely give and take. You're where I think almost most people would love to be. But you can just be selfish, you know. You can say, you know what, I don't feel like doing anything with somebody tonight. I'm just going to do my own thing. So, I mean, that's the one thing with relationships, you know. You can't just say, I'm going to do my own thing anymore. You need to take the other person into consideration.
The other person. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I really appreciate that. So yeah, the bohemian kind of lifestyle, the thing about it is like, and I enjoy what I do. I love what I do. I mean, the bohemian part of me is going to have like 6 houses that I'd like to buy over the next few years. I think maybe just a couple houses, one in the mountains so I can go snowboarding and one on the beach too as well. And one of the things that I said before I ever really get involved with someone is they will be my friend. And I will be their friend. And not just saying that's my deal there, you know. And if I can't be a friend with someone, you know, because I don't have a lot of time to date right now, and I'm super busy, and I'm running, preparing for the marathons and that kind of thing. But if I can't find that guy that can be my best friend, you know, and I'm going to be attracted to him, that's okay, right? I'd be attracted to the guy or the girl, you know, too, as well. Mm-hmm. I want to kiss him and hug him and hold him. Then, you know, and if I find out who's addicted to drama, we are done. And you know how drama shows up?
Right.
I'm going to tell you this. It's little zingers. People do these little zingers, right, that they throw out at you. I saw someone do that the other day.
Oh,
you know, talking with a couple, and he was throwing zingers, and so was she. Was like, that's so not cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I just would rather not say anything. And then throw out little zingers, because that will cause drama. It does. And, you know, there's a reason for that. You can talk to people, nice to people, you know, and give yourself some time before you talk to them if that's what it means. So that's for sure. Mm-hmm. But we talked about a lot of things. You gave a lot of great ideas. And just really asking yourself, why am I attracted to this person? Go back and look at the relationship. And you see a lot of times that you, it starts with you, if not every time. And I'm going to say probably every time, that it started with you. Because you're the one that brought him or her in. Figure out a positive affirmation, get her butt, you can get plenty of them in there to choose from and really look at the words and see if you relate to them, and you can change them to another word that means the same thing. Archangel Raphael, Debbie, turn the relationship over to God, your higher power, your angels, and say, I want to turn this so I can have a most holy relationship. And that does not mean boring, because people think of church. And the holy relationships mean having the best fun, sex, passion, joy, friendship, loveship, everything that you can possibly imagine, and more, 365, 24/7. Okay, so that beats the heck out of 48 hours in 2 weeks. Okay, so it's all good.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm teasing a little bit about that. You can get our book. So tell them about our book, because we're really starting to market it now, because we've got a whole marketing team, and I'm super excited about it. So tell them about your Facebook, too, because I think that really – Facebook is the biggest drama causer. That's probably not even a word.
Totally.
But you need to experience it yourself.
Drama scene.
Talk about your big, tell them about that, because I think it's a wonderful bit, too, you know.
It's called Facebook, the greatest passive aggressive weapon ever, and it is, and you see more and more, I mean, people, the rise and fall of their relationship laid out on social media, and it's just ridiculous. I mean, but that is so dramatic, you know, if they have everybody else involved. It's also the greatest passive aggressive tool for passive aggressive people. They can show you what they really feel without ever having to voice it. You know, you can get dumped on Facebook without ever having a conversation with somebody. So that is, you know, kind of a self-help book, obviously. And then our book is called You Mean There's a Law That Says He Has to Be Attracted to Me, A Psychic and a Humorous Explained Metaphysics. And it's a great self-help book talking about law of attraction and really explaining what that means and how you can use it to your benefit to get what you want, whether it's a job or a love or a house or whatever it is that you're wanting. And, you know, a lot of people, they talk about the law of attraction, but I don't think they really understand it. And we really break it down into, you know, this is what it means, and this is how you're working against yourself with the verbiage you use every day or not. So it's a great book, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, you're right. So you guys, you can get that at angelcoaches.org on my site. You can Google us at Amazon, you know, Cherie Abbott, Diane Bucci. And Cherie is, you guys know how to spell her name, so we talked about it. But you can Google one or both of her names and find it. And so it's a book that's really amazing. You know, my dad read it, and I was like, okay, Dad, and he liked it. He's a born-again Christian, so he and I had two different doctrines, but you know what, he appreciated some of the things I wrote in it. So, and I mm-hmm. I'm so grateful for that, too, as well, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, so we've got Father's Day coming up, so we'll talk about that and have a special show for you, Dad, to coach you through that time. And our next show is Tuesday night. On the Tuesday night show, what we do is we talk about different aspects of manifesting, making things happen, how to work with the angels, how to work with your higher power, and create a great life, okay? And first of all, we build on things that you know, so you can understand them even better. And we'd love to hear what you think about it. If you'd like to hear about some angel or something about manifesting, you know, there's the art of allowing, the art of deliberate creation, which is in our book, and that's pretty important. And it's life changing when you master those two laws, and there's a lot of universal laws, but those two are really, really key. And the show is on Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. I also have a special guest coming on Thursday night. He is amazing, you guys. I'm going to give you a little bleep, you know, bleep about him now, a blurb about him now. His name is Brian Mora, and he's actually on my Facebook, but he does marathons, triathlons, and he does it, and he did it in 2013, for the children, the kindergarten children that died up in the Northeast. There was one little boy who was 4 years old who had started running and doing marathons or doing, you know, running, doing mm-hmm. like marathons, 5Ks for kids. So they set up a fund, and he started running in memory, in honor, Race for Chase, because the little boy's name is Chase, and parents set up a fund for him. But because of people really getting involved in a community Brian's down here in Fort Lauderdale with me. He's been on TV and recognized for what he does. He is amazing. So if you have a big work you want to do or wonder how you can start something like that for yourself or even how to start running, I think starts with the first step. But he's going to be on Thursday night, an excellent story. And it's such a transformation because what they've done is out of this tragedy, the YMCA has taken it. They set up a fund in the YMCA where underprivileged kids can now get trained to run, to play, to be in sports and everything like that. I say underprivileged kids that are financially strapped because their parents. So he's going to really talk about that, how we all can be involved. His own story of how he was running. And with all this going on, he learned how to swim. So now he's learning how to swim during triathlons and everything. Part of triathlons is swimming. Amazing story. But you don't want to miss it. And that's Thursday night at 8 o'clock. And if you download the show later, you'll be able to pick this up. Or if you download it now, or if you're listening now, so that's our special speaker for Thursday night. What we're doing is we're doing Transformation Thursday. So people that are having these big transformations or sharing how to transform your life, make it what you want, we're going to have a lot of great stories about that, too. That's Thursday night at 8 o'clock to Tuesday night at 8:30, and always at Sunday. Right now we're doing it at 6:30. So I'm going to let you go, Di, and say bye to everybody. Like us on Facebook.com/Angel Coaches and also follow our show on BlogTalkRadio/Angel Coaches. They give you a lot of special things. And it means a lot when you follow our show because, you know what, the more followers we have, the more impact we're making. So anyway, everybody take care and have a great now. Di, I will talk to you soon. Bye, everybody.
Thanks. All right, bye-bye.